Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will temporarily suspend Parliament for a month, dramatically cutting down the time opponents have to make their case against a no-deal British departure from the European Union. There has been widespread outrage today over Johnson's announcement. Perhaps among the day's angriest critics, John Bercow, Speaker of the House of Commons. Here's AP correspondent Charles Ledesma in London.
He was not told in advance of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision. He says it is blindingly obvious that the purpose of the suspension will be to stop Parliament debating Brexit and performing its duty in shaping a course for the country. Bercow says Johnson should be seeking to establish his democratic credentials rather than undermining them. He adds shutting down Parliament would be an offence against the democratic process and the rights of lawmakers as the people's elected representatives. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Still struggling to recover from a deadly Hurricane Maria 2 years ago, Puerto Rico is under a hurricane watch at this hour as Tropical Storm Dorian churns its way toward the U.S. territory. People on the mainland United States are also being cautioned. Dave Roberts is with the National Hurricane Center.
We're talking about late weekend, early next week, where there's potential impacts on the southeast U.S. So I think with that in mind, now is the time to be prepared.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is not seeking heightened tensions. Speaking today during a visit to Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Zarif said Iran believes every nation should be allowed to exercise its own rights under international law. Meanwhile, the possibility of an Iran-U.S. meeting of presidents appears to be off the table for now. With Iran's President Hassan Rouhani saying for such talks to happen, the United States must first end all economic sanctions against his nation, something that appears unlikely at best. From Washington, this is VOA News. The southern Japanese island of Kyushu is getting punished by heavy rains, and authorities are warning hundreds of thousands of people to flee. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks has a report.
Record rains in southern Japan turned deadly on Wednesday. Torrential rains have caused floods and landslides on the island of Kyushu. Authorities have issued a rare emergency warning and evacuation orders for nearly 850,000 people. Footage from Saga Prefecture showed floods turning neighborhood streets into canals after several rivers broke their banks. An official from Japan's meteorological agency told reporters the torrential rain was at a level the region has never experienced before. The ground division of the Self-Defense Force, Japan's military, says it's deployed around 100 troops for disaster relief.
That was Ryan Brooks of Reuters. Marriott says it plans to stop using those familiar miniature plastic bottles for its room amenities. We get a report from Sagar Magani in Washington.
Marriott's CEO knows lots of people like the tiny toiletries. He says his mom kept a drawer full of hotel soap. But come 2021, you will not be seeing the small bottles in any Marriott rooms.
What we are doing is changing from tiny bottles to larger size amenities.
Marriott VP Denise Naguib says that'll get rid of a lot of plastic.
Nearly 500 million tiny bottles every year.
Disney and the owner of Holiday Inn, Kimpton, and other brands have announced similar moves, and Hyatt is going through the process now. The bigger bottles will still be plastic, but Marriott says they're easier to recycle than the small ones. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Australia, there is a new effort underway aimed at protecting the country's iconic koala bears. The key is a tracking app. Matt Keane is the Environment Minister of New South Wales.
We're calling on the community to download the I Spy Koala app on their phones. That's about getting the community to go out in the wild, in our national parks, identify where koalas are, recorded in their app, so that we're better placed to protect them into the future. This is all about ensuring that the koalas can continue to thrive so that future generations can enjoy them. This is all part of the New South Wales government's koala strategy, a $44 million investment in koalas, the biggest single investment of any government ever to ensure that koalas are protected and grow into the future.
The United States is calling for calm on all sides in Hong Kong as protests have taken a violent turn in recent days. A senior State Department official tells VOA, quote, "We can't sit quiet for more violence." After several weeks of protests in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory, the unrest shows no immediate sign of stopping. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA 81.